vast majority of doctors agree that vaccinating children against certain illnesses is the best way to protect them. But there are still a number of parents who refuse vaccinations for their kids. And now there are some going as far as buying chicken pox lollipops as a sort of natural vaccination and throwing so-called pox parties. Joining us now to discuss the dangers of all this is pediatrician and contributor to BabyCenter.com, Dr. Alana Levine. Dr. Levine, thank you so much for joining us. I can't believe that parents are doing this. What is the thinking behind having your child lick a chicken poxed lollipop?
I know, it sounds crazy to me too. I mean, in the old school pre-vaccine era, people used to throw chicken pox parties. If one person in the community had the chicken pox, they knew that everybody was going to eventually get it, so why not get it at a controlled time when a family was ready for it? Let all the siblings in the family get it at the same time and get it out of the house. That made a little bit more sense. But now that we have a vaccine that's safe and effective against preventing chicken pox, willingly exposing your child to this virus, to me, is insane. Because what people don't realize is it's not just a mild disease in all children. Some children get the pox, they itch, they have some fever, they miss a couple days of school, and then they're okay. But in the pre-vaccine era, somewhere between 100 and 150 children died each year of the chicken pox. Can you imagine being a parent who willingly exposes their child to that type of situation?
And that's what these chicken pox lollipops are, right?
Right, so the idea behind them, and thankfully those websites have been taken down, but the idea behind them was, if there was a child who had the chicken pox, he or she would lick this lollipop, and then you could sort of have like a cyber chicken pox party where you could distribute these lollipops around. They probably wouldn't have been very effective anyway. But the point is that why would a parent want to do this? Expose their child to germs from a stranger?
Aren't there some also serious dangers involved with this?
Absolutely. You don't know what's on those lollipops, and you don't know who's sending them. I certainly wouldn't, as a parent, ever allow my child. I mean, I wouldn't allow my child to have opened Halloween candy. Why would I allow them to have a lollipop that was sent from a stranger?
All right, let's talk about the actual chickenpox vaccine. Is it an effective vaccine?
It is an effective vaccine, and actually roughly 9 out of 10 children who receive both doses of the vaccine, according to the recommended schedule, will be immune to the chickenpox. And actually, nearly 100% of those children will be protected from having severe disease. So even if you do get a few pox, generally it's fewer than 50, and it's a really mild case.
What are the potential risks associated with the inoculation?
Well, the most common side effects are some mild soreness or redness at the site of the injection. Sometimes you can get a low-grade fever. You can also get a little bit of a rash. But these are really minor things when you compare them to the risks of the chickenpox.
I had chickenpox as a kid. There was no vaccine for it. Do all parents need to vaccinate their kids for chickenpox? What about parents who decide not to?
Well, my recommendation is for all of my patients and for all children, really, to be vaccinated against the chickenpox. There are some children who are too sick or for some reason cannot get the chickenpox vaccine, and I feel that it's a public health responsibility to protect these children as well. So I recommend the universal chickenpox vaccine for anyone who's eligible.
They're dangerous to the whole population for a few parents that decide to abstain?
That's exactly right. I mean, if you have a pregnant woman in a grocery store who's not immune and you bring your child with you to the grocery store and your child has the chickenpox, well, then you've now just affected this mother and her unborn child.
Some really important considerations. Dr. Alana Levine, thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure.